Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Kim.
Yes.
Morning. Welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Excellent.
Fantastic. I have your headlines here. You picked the real one you're going to get to see Coming to America before anybody else.
All right.
All right. So here we go. Which one is real? Is it A? Woman in house dress seen sprinting out of Walmart with two huge stolen tubs of cheese balls. Is it B? The Cheeto dust in a woman's teeth links her to a burglary. Or C? Cops called to family dinner after man stabs brother for eating all the Doritos.
They all sound amazing, but I'm going to have to go with the C.
No, it's not the Dorito stabbing incident. It's Cheeto dust in the woman's teeth. Not sure what that looks like.
Get you every time.
Jeff gets Cheeto dust elsewhere.
Ooh.
Wash your hands, mister. The orange dust on Cheetos does not wash off easily. It makes things stay very orange for a very long time.
It's so true.
Well, with that in mind, someone tried to break into a house in Tulsa, Oklahoma through a window last week, but ran off when she heard people inside the house. So the cops are called, and they show up. And as they're searching the area around the window, they found the burglar had dropped a bottle of water and an empty bag of Cheetos. So they searched the area and actually found a woman named Sharon Carr hiding in the shadows. And when she opened her mouth, the cops happened to notice Cheeto dust in her teeth.
They're able to positively identify that person as a suspect, and also were able to place her at the scene with Cheeto residue all on her teeth and face. That Cheetos bag and water bottle were not theirs, and they think she probably dropped it trying to get out of the window. I think we still would have got her without the Cheetos, but the Cheetos is what nailed the deal.
Yeah, so she was arrested for first degree burglary, and what's interesting about that is Cheetos actually ran an ad a few years ago where this guy is interrogating his family to find out who had been eating his Cheetos and uses a black light to look for Cheeto dust.
Which one of you has been eating all the Cheeto snacks? This little baby can detect trace amounts of Cheetos dust. What?
And it turns out his wife and both kids are guilty. And
I remember that commercial.
And like some random cat evidently got into it too.
Gloria! Kids, where did we get a cat?
Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen. Let's see, 751. We're looking at sunny skies today. It's going to be nice and warm out. High temperature of 57. Oh, 58. Now the forecasted high. Right now it's 28 at Cincinnati's Q102. How old were you when you finally felt grown up?
I still don't.
Same. I still got a ways to go.
Hasn't happened
I'm
yet.
I'm not there.
That was the number one answer on the board.
That I still don't feel grown up?
Yeah, most people, the number one answer was, I don't feel like a grown up yet.
I don't want to. Like a lot of stuff happens when you're grown up. A
lot of responsibility.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people don't feel like they've got a handle on it. You know, a handle on those adult responsibilities. 13% of people said they still do not feel like a true grown-up. Most common answers after that were at age 18, 20, 21, 25, and 30. So what are the top things that make us feel like a grown-up?
That's what I was going to ask.
Well, I can tell you what I just did a few minutes ago is I had to create a login at irs.gov.
Oh, that sucks.
How about them apples right there?
Yeah, that's real adulting.
Because I couldn't remember if I made a prepayment.
I think
the record, I did not.
Oops.
The very minute that they let you leave the hospital with a baby, it's like
that
instant
was
adulting.
That
like,
was it
oh,
for
crap.
You.
Yeah. How about signing mortgage paperwork?
Ew.
It's a lot of signing.
It is.
It's a lot of papers.
Feels intense.
Number 10, we'll work our way backwards. Getting your driver's license. Oh, man, did I feel like such a grown-up when I got my driver's license.
I loved it.
I'm an official adult right here. Check it. Yeah, I got freedom now.
I was there when they opened the doors on my 16th birthday.
Aww.
Let's go.
Yep.
Do you think you would pass now if you had to retake the test?
Yeah. I might struggle with the written.
Yeah, I might struggle with the written, too.
Because I kind of make my own rules there.
I think I would struggle with the driving portion of it, like the parking.
The parallel parking, you might be in trouble.
I mean, I don't even park well in a parking spot here at the building. That's why I always park in that one spot.
What are you talking about? That's great.
That gives you extra
room. That's a good spot.
Like if they're like, oh, pull into this parking spot, I'd be like.
That's the guess who got to work first spot.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Having kids was number 9, although I thought that would have ranked higher on the list. But having kids was number 9. Number 8, planning out your meals in advance. Yes, that is the very responsible adult thing to do.
Oh, right, yeah, there. Meal prepping.
Yes. Number 7, knowing your credit score.
Still don't want to know that.
You might be surprised.
No, I don't think I would.
No? After, you've been pretty responsible, haven't you?
That you know of.
Depends on how you define responsible.
Oh, boy. Number 6.
You have one of those? I have one of those credit cards that tells you when you log in, it'll tell you your credit score. Do you have one? Like, I think I have,
if I do, I ignore that.
It's like a Marriott Visa or something, and it'll say, like, you can get your credit score. I mean, I don't think that's, like, official, but it's probably within points. Yeah.
Hmm. What else? Getting married. It's a very adult thing to do. Graduating from school, of course. It's a big milestone. Worrying about bills and finding ways to save. Yes. Eek. Moving out of your parents' house. I was listening to, Dave Ramsey, and they had a guy on who had relatively no debt. He had a little emergency fund, you know, as Dave Ramsey always preaches, try to, you know, have what, like 6 to 9 months or 3 to 6 months emergency money if you need it. And, you know, he doesn't believe in revolving credit card debt. He's all about, you know, paying off your mortgage. And so this guy was sounding, you know, pretty good. And he's like, I'm getting a big tax refund. I was just wondering, you know, where you think I should invest it. And he's like, well, what do you owe on your house? He's like, oh, I don't own a house. He says, do you rent? He goes, no, I live in my parents' basement.
Oh, God.
And he said, how old are you? And he's like, I'm 32. He's like, hold on. And he kind of like, you know, Dave Ramsey, I think he's a good guy, but he was like, dude, you shouldn't be living in your parents' basement at 32. I don't care how cool they are with it. Mm-hmm. Just at some point, you got to be an adult. And part of me was like, yeah, but why?
If he doesn't have to.
Right.
That's what I've been saying about dress clothes.
The guy doesn't have any debt.
For 2 decades, 3 decades. Why?
You know?
Like live and let live, like Dave Ramsey. We've all got different ways of doing things, Dave.
Well, that's
better than I deserve.
That's right. No, but I like Dave Ramsey. I listen to him. I think he offers some really sound advice. And, you know, he made a good point of it. Like, at some point, you got to build a fortune. You got to build a future. And he's like, you're not doing that.
Yeah but he is by living with his parents. Look at all the money he's saving on rent.
Well, I think Dave's point was he hadn't really saved a lot of money. No. Like, yeah, he was keeping his expenses low and he didn't have any debt, but he also didn't really have, unless he's planning on getting some big fat inheritance, which was not part of the conversation.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of with, like, look, if you can hang in there a little longer and you can save money and your parents are cool with it and you're doing your share of responsibility around the house and maybe paying up some rent, I got no problem with that.
How would you feel if one of Kristen's kids decided they wanted to move back home?
Fine.
You'd be good
forever. The kid's coming back forever.
I don't know the forever is healthy for
how
anyone.
Long, how long would be an acceptable length of time? Let's say for the son to come and
let's
move
say
back
it
home.
Requires some sort of rearrangement of the rooms.
Okay, yeah. So are you going to clean up after yourself? Are you going to pay rent? Are you going to contribute?
No, and no, and no.
Then no.
But I will, like, let you...
I feel that way about any kid.
How would you expect them to contribute? What would be acceptable ways for them to do that?
Well, I got to pay rent. I mean, just because we're living together, I contribute.
Yeah.
I help out around the house.
Yeah.
I pick up a vacuum every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. So you would want equality amongst everyone living in the house?
It doesn't even have to be equality. It just has to be a mutually agreed upon
term.
Yeah.
Whether it's, you know, you got to pick up after yourself.
I just think everybody in a household ought to contribute, no?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
That's all I'm saying.
For some people, you would have to define exactly what that means. You know, you're going to pay the water bill and you're going to clean the bathrooms.
Yeah.
I feel like for most people that go back, like I went back.
Kristen and I had that worked out for each other. Why wouldn't we work it out with one of her kids if they decided to move back?
Because kids are different. Like I went back twice to my parents' house. Like,
why are kids different?
Because I think parents feel the need to always have to take care of their children.
Well, Kristen has that gene too.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm saying though, like if I went back to live with my parents, I went back twice after college just to, because I was like, I can't afford to live on my own anymore. I went back twice. And my parents didn't make me pay rent, but I probably should have, like, according to your thing. You know what I mean? But they might, like, I could never see my parents saying to me, pay rent to live here.
Unless you're contributing in another way. You know, maybe you're helping your parents out. Maybe one of them has an, I don't know, an underlying health condition or something. They disabled. Mm-hmm. They need assistance. Mm-hmm. You're helping them out in a way that is mutually beneficial. I
feel like most, like in my situation, when I went back, I was like, oh, I can't stay here anymore. Because, you know, there were just a lot of questions.
Right.
Where were you last night was usually the main one.
Mm.
Yeah, there'd have to be some boundaries there.
Yeah.
Hey, we should probably take a break here, guys. I apologize. Normally, we run Second Date Update right now, but we got into this discussion, and I'm super late for it now, and we got to take this break. So Second Date Update will be running later than normal, but it's coming up next on Cincinnati's Q102 brand new Second Date Update.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.